Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Napa's KVON 1440 AM radio. This is the St. Helena Farmers Market, hosting the Farmers Fresh Hour, brought to you by our sponsor, American Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture. Thank you to KVON for allowing us to share the stories of some of our vendors and local luminaries and stewards of the farming community. My name is Arwen Gallenkamp. I'm the market educator for the St. Helena Farmers Market. I have three fantastic guests with me today that I'm so pleased will be sharing some of what they do with us at the market and how they are deeply involved in the community. First off, Jeffrey Russell, who's the executive chef at the newly renovated historic property of the Louis M. Martini Winery. Second, Brenda Burke, who's the manager of community outreach and strategic partnerships for Jamison Animal Rescue Ranch. And Scott Simon, brand manager for A&B Provisions, which is a new vendor of almonds and bee products that joined us this year at the St. Helena Farmers Market. We're super lucky to have everybody here in the studio with us this morning. Our market is located in Crane Park in St. Helena, open every Friday, May through October, 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Our weekly market provides exceptional seasonal produce from local farms and growers, as well as a really wide variety of prepared foods and beautiful artisan goods. We're privileged to hold a 501c3 nonprofit status, which allows us to focus on a variety of community educational programs. We salute our fabulous growers who have had to deal with the rains in May and the many inherent issues caused by Mother Nature there. Everyone is catching up quickly, especially with this week's heat. Luckily, today it seems to be a little bit more reasonable. And now we have a great selection to offer the market shoppers. Stone Fruit is coming in fast, and we're excited to have Barra Ranch back at the market tomorrow with their delicious peaches and plums, as well as some other exciting things coming in from the produce side. This is our 33rd season at Crane Park. I can't believe that it's been going that long. It just keeps getting better and better each year. We hope that all of today's listeners have had a chance to come out and see us and our vendors and the nonprofits that we have at the market sharing their stories. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce our first guest, Jeffrey Russell. Jeffrey, as I said, is the executive chef at the Louis M. Martini Winery, which has just hosted a hugely successful barrel auction on the 31st of May. I'm sure everybody at the property is recovering from that and celebrating the auction Napa Valley and what they have brought in. This year, the auction celebrated the founding of the Napa Valley Vintners 75 years ago in October of 1944. So we are super thrilled to welcome Jeffrey to the radio show and learn all about the recent renovations of the historic winery, which was founded in 1933, and his plans on the culinary side of things. Before we start in, I definitely want to extend a very big thank you to Louis M. Martini Winery, who have been longtime sponsors of the St. Helena Farmers Market and recently became the sponsors for our market lecture series. So thank you very much for that. So, Jeffrey, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the food business.
Well, thank you. So I'm originally from upstate New York. I grew up in the Finger Lakes region. So, you know, it's a pretty rural area, really rich with agriculture. You know, I guess people might refer to it as wine country, but it's nothing like wine country in California. So it's a little bit more condensed out here. You know, so some of my earliest recollections of working with food are at home. We had a really large garden, and we were fortunate enough to be able to harvest lots of tomatoes. So I remember, you know, at age 6 or 7, covering the kitchen table with newspapers and stewing the tomatoes and then running them through the food mill. I just thought it was like a magical process watching them go from literally from the garden where we brought them in. We'd wash them, stew them down, and then passing them through the food mill, which was always really cool because it had, you know, kind of the old-fashioned worm that would move the tomatoes right, through right, and then mash them through the sieve, and we'd put the jars at the bottom of the chute. You know, I always enjoyed, you know, that part of, you know, of the gardening season, you know, and then kind of my introduction into the professional restaurant world. You know, I worked on a farm for one day, and it was a one-day only thing.
I'll have a garden, but no right, to the
so
farm.
We had, you know, my friend and I picked rocks, and, you know, it's a super tedious task. We'd sit on the front end of a front-end loader, and literally push large rocks into the bucket, and the farmer would drive them to the hedgerow, dump them, come back, and start over. So I worked about 7 hours, and it took about 2.5 weeks to get paid, and I think I got $12.
Paid per rock?
Probably. I think it equaled out to about 50 cents per rock when you think about it. And, you know, that's when I realized that farming wasn't really for me. So
it's hard work.
And then, you know, about a year later, at New Year's Eve, my brother had wanted to take the night off from his dishwashing job so him and his buddies could go and party. And so my best friend and I, you know, decided that we were up for the challenge, and never having worked in a professional kitchen or worked with a, you know, an industrial dishwasher before, you know, it was crazy. We were there until about 2:30 in the morning, and we didn't even put a dent in all of the dishes. There was just piles we left everywhere.
Apparently not fast dishwashers on your first
show. No, not at age 15. We were, you know, a little clueless, but at 2:30 in the morning, the general manager came in, and he handed us both an envelope of cash with $60 in it, and I said, wow, this is amazing.
Better than 12.
I made, A, I made $60, and B, I got paid on the spot. I was like, I can't wait to come back. So the rest is history. I've worked in restaurants and hospitality ever since.
Fantastic. So you graduated from the Culinary Institute in New York at Hyde Park?
Yes, I graduated in 2007. I did an externship at the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs, which was truly amazing.
Yeah, I've heard amazing things about that.
It's, you know, it's truly one of the largest and most prestigious resorts in America and maybe even the world. And that's kind of where I learned how to produce for very large numbers. I just remember doing banquets for, you know, 1,200 people,
yeah,
and just seeing the production and, you know, not necessarily working on an assembly line, but similar to that, if you can compare, you know, working in a kitchen to being on an assembly line, that's kind of how it was. So, you know, it helped really shape my career, because having that experience to do large numbers like that really, really kind of solidified my my time with the Charlie Palmer Group, which is, you know, where I went to after graduation. So after the CIA in Hyde Park, I moved to New York City and worked for Charlie Palmer at Oriole New York. Spent a little bit over a year at Oriole New York, ended up taking a sous chef position with Charlie at Charlie Palmer Steak in D.C. Worked there on and off for about 8 years. There was a year stint where we had a restaurant in Denver, and once the chef that I worked under in D.C. resigned, he moved me back to D.C., where I stayed for about 3.5 to 4 more years, and then my wife and I moved out to Napa in September of 2016 and opened up Charlie Palmer Steak and Sky and Vine at the Archer Hotel in Napa. And then last October is when I came on board with Gallo and the Louis Martini team.
Fantastic. So, yeah, you went from restaurant world to winery world. And has that been a big change?
Yes, it's been a really great change, actually. It's, you know, the winery world is much more friendly as far as a work-life balance, where you actually get to see your family. yes. You know, and if I was ever going to leave the Charlie Palmer Group, it was going to be for another property or company that had some prestige or some gravitas. And I think that, you know, E&J Gallo and Louis Martini Winery really fit the bill for that.
Yes, very much so. Fantastic pedigree there. I hear you have a fantastic new space. And you guys are located just south of Saline on Highway 29, really close to town. And freshly or opened in March, is that correct, from renovations from Howard Backen and John Taft, who were hired to oversee this major renovation. I mean, tell us a little bit about what people find when they come to the winery. What should they expect?
So we're open from 10 to 6, and we have a variety of different tasting experiences on the property. You know, we'd like to say that we have something for everybody. We have our walk-up tasting at the Crown Bar. We have a beautiful half-acre park outdoors where we have a few different experiences there. We have the Martini Park patio, where you can get a flight of 3 wines and with the option to enhance with three bites. We have our Cabanas, which are a really robust wine and food pairing with kind of food themed after our wood-fired pizza oven and our wood-fired rotisserie. We have our Heritage Lounge, which is, you know, where we kind of showcase the versatility of our world-class Cabernets. You know, we try and make it thought-provoking. We'd like to be a little bit different than most other wineries to where, you know, when we do a pairing that we put a lot of thought and a lot of hard work into it to where the guests can taste something that they never would have expected would work with, you know, our big heavy red wines that are in our portfolio.
And you guys have a very extensive portfolio, so I imagine that that has taken a good amount of fun exploration on the food and wine pairing side.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My first day, we tasted through the entire portfolio, and, you know, coming from the restaurant world, you don't really get the chance to sit down and taste through, you know, dozens of wines and actually call it work. You know, normally that's what you do after work. But
I'm sure everybody was spitting.
Yeah, definitely spitting. We definitely were until you get to that our lot number one Cabernet right. Sauvignon, and that's where, you know, everybody just kind of gave you that wink, like, don't spit this.
This is just a crime.
Right.
Well, it sounds really amazing. So I'm just curious that the outdoor cabana, that is a fairly lengthy experience, correct?
Yeah, so we'd like to have the guests plan for 4 hours. You know, and we kind of do two waves per day. So the first one starting at 10 and hopefully finishing up around 2, and then the second one starting around 2 and finishing up at around 6. But it's very robust. Well, that's the word we're...
Yeah, that's an unusual experience in the Valley. I mean, it seems like that's a very unique offering. So definitely everybody should go check out the website, look at what you can do and what fabulous food you can have to pair with those amazing wines. So tell us if you have plans on the culinary side. I know I'm sure you've got a big amount of work that you've just gotten through to open up, and we'd love to hear if you have any exciting new things on the horizon.
Yeah, well, we're going to be unveiling our underground cellar experience within the next few weeks. So that's another one of our very robust wine and food pairings where we have 7 wines paired with foods, all set in the original underground cellar where the wine was made back when the Senior Martini opened the winery in 1933. And, you know, we have lots of quarterly chef demonstrations that we'll be doing. So a lot of them will include the culinary pavilion outside where we have the wood fire oven and the rotisserie, kind of theme some of those on barbecues. We plan on doing, you know, kind of a holiday cooking class and, you know, lots of fun outdoor parties where, you know, we'll have some great bites and great wines and, you know, you can come and enjoy the beautiful setting outdoors in Martini Park and, you know, enjoy all the great wines that we have to offer as well.
I love Martini Park. That's great. Well, that sounds really fun and exciting, and I definitely have to get there myself. I find that I don't take the opportunity to be a tourist in my own town often enough. So I can't let you go without asking you to tell us a little bit about the barrel auction, which was just a great opportunity to showcase your new old historic property. Can you give us kind of an overview of the day and what was involved?
Yeah, it was a great day. I would say it was a smashing success for our partners at Auction Napa Valley. So the event happened on May 31st. It ran from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We saw a little over 2,000 guests. My guess would be about 2,500 people that day. And, you know, this was the first one that I've ever attended. And
it's a big production.
Right.
Yes.
So from what I've heard that this was one of the best ones that they've ever had because of the amount of space. You know, the barrel auction was actually split up into two buildings and the marketplace was split up into two sections as well. So it kind of gave everybody a lot of elbow room. I've heard in previous years it was pretty cramped. So, you know, it was great. We had over 80 wineries pouring everything from Sauvignon Blanc and rosés to red red blends and cabs. We had 24 local restaurants serving some great fun bites that paired with great with the wines, and they made over $12 million to put back in the community.
Fantastic.
So that was, that was the real win there.
It is. It's really, I'm sure, gratifying to put on a great event and be involved in the community in that way. I know I've heard many, many fantastic comments and great feedback from the barrel auction at your property. So we are super excited and wish you all the best with
Thank
this
you.
New
Thank
position.
You.
And I definitely have to come down and see you. And
yeah,
please
everybody
do. Should definitely go and check it out. And hopefully maybe we can convince you to be one of our chef demonstrations at the farmer's market next
year.
Yeah,
I'd love that. That would be great.
Fantastic. Well, we will be right back after a quick break.
KVON Napa. 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
There's a whole new experience waiting for you in an Xfinity store. The Xfinity store is not just a store, it's an experience. It's a place to shop the newest products, chat face-to-face with friendly, knowledgeable consultants, and explore the latest innovations. Visit the Napa Xfinity store grand opening June 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and a special appearance for you to meet Chef Robert Irvine from the Food Network's Restaurant Impossible.
Gane una Toyota Tacoma, efectivo y más este mes en Grayton. Juegue para entrar en la Tacomas and Cash Giveaway el 28 de junio. Más los miércoles multiplicadores, reciba hasta 7 veces los puntos. Los jueves canjea puntos para juego en máquinas y gane hasta 10,000 en efectivo en el Wild Winning Slot Tournament. Inscríbase para Grayton Rewards y reciba hasta $500 en juego gratis. Más información en GraytonResortCasino.com. Reglas completas en el Reward Center.
Mom really wanted to stay in her own home, but I was concerned that between the kids and work, I couldn't always be there for her. And then my best friend told me about Senior Helpers.
Dad has been doing so much better now that Senior Helpers is there to help. Thank goodness for Senior Helpers.
In-home care, health and wellness care.
You know, Dad just refused to even talk about moving in with us, much less a home.
With Senior Helpers, I quit worrying about Mom missing her medication or not eating well, or worse yet, taking a fall.
Companion care, home care, Alzheimer's and dementia care. Care and comfort at a moment's notice.
Mom loves the extra help around the house.
We know Dad is getting the care and the comfort he needs.
Senior Helpers, professional trained caregivers. Visit us online or call Senior Helpers today to learn how we can help care for your loved one.
Call 251-1540 or visit seniorhelpers.com. Senior Helpers, navigating the art of aging.
Wherever you go, just tell your smart speaker to play KVON, the voice of Napa Valley.
If you have a doorbell, you can have CBD delivered by Ease. Ease is basically CBD Central, a fabulous array of CBD products, great pricing, and loads of information and advice. Ease even has a super knowledgeable concierge to guide your selection process in a live chat. It's the ease of CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
I'm Nate Campbell in another report from The Vine Files. Stories we are following from around the wine country and our continuing coverage of the roads you drive on. Summertime means planned road work, not just the usual paving, but also roundabouts. You've been told they're coming. Deputy Director of Napa's Public Works Department, Eric Wan, recently sat down with Barry Martin on the Wine Country Live morning show to talk about what to expect.
As with any type of construction, road construction that people typically encounter, there's going to be traffic controls in place. There'll be a lot of traffic cones and signage and a lot of construction workers that'll be actually doing a lot of the work.
And the big focus is what's going to happen at First in California.
It's going to be very busy. The goal is to eventually get this project completed by May of next year. During that process, though, there'll be several phases of construction. Right now, there's a total of 8 phases with different minor phases as part of each of those, where there'll be shifting traffic, different lane controls.
And will traffic be able to move freely through that intersection?
There will be detours. Folks will have to navigate through that, so there'll be no permanent closures, you know, for any period of length of time. There might be some short duration closures as they shift traffic control around, but traffic will be allowed to flow through the intersection. Again, just to allow room for the construction to take place. Again, they're trying to manage this while still keeping traffic moving. I mean,
Juan recommends patience on the roads while this construction is happening.
In an ideal world, it'd be great if you could shut the entire intersections down and build the project. You can do it much quicker, but in reality, you can't really do that. You need to keep traffic flowing. If you can find another route to go, an alternate route, please do. But just allow a little bit more time as well, because there will be some delays.
3 roundabouts total in the area off 1st and 29. Look for paving projects, too. For a list of those, go to cityofnapa.org. I'm Nate Campbell. For this story and more, keep it right here on our local audio platforms.
Welcome back to the Farmers Fresh Hour on KVON 1440 AM. We're streaming at KVON.com as well. This Farmers Fresh Hour is sponsored by American Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture. I'm here with the St. Helena Farmers Market. My name is Arwen Gallenkamp. I'm the market educator for the St. Helena Farmers Market. If you're just joining us, we have 3 fantastic guests in the studio this morning. We just spoke with Jeffrey Russell, executive chef at Louis M. Martini Winery. And next up, we'll have Brenda Burke, who's the manager of community outreach and strategic partnerships for Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch. And last but not least, Scott Simon, who's the brand manager for A&B Provisions, a new vendor of almonds and bee products at the market. And they are creating quite a buzz around the valley. One thing I just wanted to mention, we just spoke with Jeffrey, who is with Louis Martini, who is our new sponsor for the Market Lecture Series this season. I just want to kind of give you a quick little peek on some of the upcoming lectures. Tomorrow we have Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch, who will be speaking towards their program and what you can do to be involved. July 5th, in the July 4th celebration, we have Rob Serini from Local Q teaching us how to spatchcock a chicken and prep ribs for grilling. August 8th, switching gears entirely, we have Jessica Manella with FLWR Napa Valley, who will be helping to create some room sprays and other natural home care. So these are the lectures that are mixed in to the market, just to give you a quick peek. So without further ado, I'm pleased to introduce Brenda Burke. So Brenda, like I said, is the manager of community outreach and strategic partnerships for Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch, a very busy lady. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here this morning. Brenda, you have been with Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch, fondly referred to as JAR, from the beginning. When was the organization founded? And tell our audience a little bit about what amazing things you guys do, which is, you know, could take the whole hour, but you could maybe condense it for us.
This is true. Thank you so much, Arwen. So it's pretty exciting to really think about. It's only been 5 years since we started in 2014. Our co-founder, Monica Stevens, I remember like it was yesterday when she came to me and expressed out loud that it was time for her to create her childhood dream, which was to build an animal rescue ranch and sanctuary here in Napa County, a place where animals could come and not live in cages and to be nurtured and cared for and all efforts to find a home for them. So it's very exciting. It's only been 5 years. I started as a volunteer, and everyone's worked very very hard around the clock to create what we have now.
There's a lot of work that's been done.
We started actually with no brick or mortar. Had one rescue little Chihuahua dog, and I sort of went into the community, and Monica went behind the scenes and really learned all we possibly could of what's worked and what hasn't and how we could really create what was needed in this community specifically. Mm-hmm. And that took really talking to the community and finding out what's needed. What do they need for their animals?
Right.
How can we help as many animals as possible? So along the way, we've created programs that actually prevent animals from being surrendered or gone hungry or abandoned. So our programs are preventative programs mm-hmm. to support the community. We've created these programs from the community's expression of what the needs are in this county. We now reach out to 10 different counties and then some with our programs. Their preventative programs, we have, we started actually with providing pet food for seniors and for the homeless. Again, trying to do our best to prevent animals from being abandoned or gone hungry. So it was very successful.
Through a partnership with Meals on Wheels, is
yes,
that correct?
You're right. Yes, thanks. Thank you, Arwen. We partnered with Meals on Wheels because we weren't quite sure who needed the most help. So seniors need the help, homeless people, and we all have animals. The importance of having animals as a companion specifically for seniors is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that was our first program, Meals on Wheels and Us. We provided the pet food. The local markets helped us collect the food for the pets. And that particular program has actually expanded now. It's really a program close to our hearts. It provides all the services and supplies for seniors specifically that have pets in their home. So we have volunteers that visit them once a month, check on the animal. We provide pet food. We provide cat litter. We provide dog walking, whatever it takes, again, to keep the animal in the home, which has really become our mission, to help as many animals mm-hmm. as possible and help keep the animals in their home. So we're trying to really be a step ahead of animals being abandoned or...
Well, and it's such an important part, especially for seniors, as far as just quality of life and extension of life. I know there's some studies out there that say that, you know, if an older person has a relationship with a pet, that they're more likely to live longer and healthier, better mm-hmm. lives. So that's just amazing. And just that program alone, and which is one of so many, it makes me tired just thinking about all the work that went into that. But yeah, obviously you spend a lot of time out in the community, talking to people and finding out, what their needs are. And, you know, speaking of which, you guys also, have been very involved with emergency rescue, with the fires last year. And you want to speak a little bit towards that?
Yes, that was pretty amazing. But, you know, we have such an amazing team. Monica Stevens, our co-founder, has really provided a platform for us saying yes and doing whatever it takes to save the animals. So we dove in and helped with the evacuation sites to make sure all the provisions were very convenient for people that had pets. Since moving forward, since that first disaster that we had at the Calistoga Fairgrounds, we set up the evacuation area for farmed and domestic animals.
Right.
We have fast forward, and we've partnered with Napa CART, which is our emergency preparedness organization here in Napa County. And we've done trainings with them. We have done disaster. We just finished a disaster preparedness town hall at COPI at the CIA last month. Very successful. We had Mike Thompson. We had Kevin Toohey. So really getting behind, making sure our community knows how to take care of their pets and get them prepared.
So information.
Having all the supplies that you need so that you can quickly have evacuate with your pet quickly and have everything that you need to make sure they're safe getting them out of there. So really important programs. We're spreading the word and really educating the community along with Napa CART. Very, really proud of that program.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just some of the stories which are on the website, people can look. And then can you speak a little bit towards the spay and neuter program, which has been very successful, and again, a really key part of that preventative message that
very much so.
Guys are working on.
Yeah, very much so. So we have done, goodness, in 2019 alone, we've already spayed, neutered, and vaccinated over 1,000 animals. We started a few years ago providing free spay neuter clinics with vaccination and microchipping along the lines of with the disaster and the fires. Mm-hmm. So many people lost their pets and couldn't find their pets because they couldn't identify them.
Yeah.
So really pushing and educating the community on making sure their animals are microchipped. Those, we do one in Napa. We do one in American Canyon. We provide one in Lake County. I believe we're actually going to start doing two in Lake County in the future, but a really important program. It's free to the community. we have people lined up at these free clinics, you know, 4 hours before it's scheduled to start.
I know.
It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. I've heard some stories about that, and this is for members of the community that are in need, and like you said, it's a no charge for them, and people can come and promote the health of their pets. But also you guys do a lot of work with animals that are not necessarily pets, with farmed animals as well, correct?
We do. We actually now have 11 horses on the property. Most of those horses were evacuated from the Tubbs fire. We rescued them and then realized that they needed a little bit better care, and the people that actually were owners were willing to let us care for them for the rest of their lives. And then a couple of other ones, they usually come through abandonment, people that aren't able to care for their horses anymore.
Right.
So we're really proud to be able to have them at the ranch. We have 6 pigs now at the ranch.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, various stories.
Happy pigs.
Yeah, what are your plans for the pigs?
We are vegan, by the way. Okay. We promote veganism.
These are happy pigs.
We don't judge, but we certainly like to transition you over to our side eventually.
Happy pigs taste the best.
You know.
I've learned that.
Yeah. Many choices of vegan meat, so yes. we're pretty...
So speaking of the ranch, which people may not know about, last year you moved your operation to an actual brick-and-mortar facility in Carneros, as you have referred to it as the ranch. Can you kind of give people a little bit of an idea about what's happening there? Obviously, lots of horses and pigs, and kind of how people might be able to get involved and help with what needs to get done there.
Yes, thank you. So we did purchase a little under 5 acres almost a year ago, like you said, Arwen, on Cuttings Wharf Road. We are not open to the public right now. We are in the middle of development, which, you know, I don't want to put a time date on that.
Oh, yeah, no, don't do that.
as you well know.
Yeah, no.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
That's just for that. So now we're really focusing on having spaces that are open spaces without cages, which is really important to us to really provide a space that's safe, that's enriching to the animal. We don't have frogs. We're going to be having rabbits, but primarily we have all farmed animals.
Right.
So we've had goats. We've had sheep. I'm sorry, not goats.
Who
found a happy home.
Yes.
We have a space, a place for those farmed animals. If somebody comes to us and really has a perfect situation for those sheep, as we did, and those sheep were rescued from the fires in 2016.
Yeah.
So great story of that.
Yeah,
we had 9 sheep who ended up going home with, I think it was over 200-acre ranch, and we have 2 cows. So when the sheep left, went into a great, beautiful home on a ranch, and 2 cows came in. So we're never lacking having animals, whether they're farmed animals.
Right.
We also have moved, for those people that don't know, we had Ella's Cat House and Catnip Bar, which was downtown Napa. We now have Ella's at the ranch. So we have cats. We built a beautiful catio. They're very well cared for.
It's a deluxe living situation for the kitties.
Sorry, and those that
catio?
Are...
Catio.
A catio.
Okay.
Yes.
They have outdoor, indoor.
Yes. A catio, if you don't
with
know.
With a view.
It's not a cat door or not a doggy door. It's actually an area where they can come in and out of a room. We've got 3 big rooms.
Sounds
they have
lovely.
Plenty of room. And they, they're really wonderful.
This is Napa Valley living.
Yes.
I mean. Absolutely.
Only
best. Yes. We make sure that our animals are very spoiled and well cared for. But they're all up for adoption.
Yes, I was going
right
to say. So if the living situation is deemed a good situation for animals that are at the ranch, they are available for adoption. So anybody out there who is looking for some new farm animals and has 200 acres to put them in a deluxe situation, they can contact Jara on their website.
We are pretty picky on who we allow to have our spoiled animals home
for
with.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, no, and that's one thing I think that is really key to your organization is that you care so much about where the animals go. They've had a hard life, and you're ensuring that their life from now on is going to be nice.
Very much
which is really an important thing. So, volunteer positions, are you in need of volunteers? Kind of what are the volunteer opportunities, available? Do you have fostering opportunities available, for our more domestic pet situations?
Yes, actually, you know, we can't rescue any animal unless we have a foster. So we're able to provide the ranch as a foster.
Right.
Safe haven, of course, but, we definitely need foster help. With the senior program, we have seniors that I bring out to the ranch to look at the cats and enrich the cats. We need homes and people of all sorts. So we may get dogs that aren't good with kids or aren't good with other animals. We may have a dog that loves everybody and loves every animal.
Right.
So if there's no limitation really other than making sure you have a secured fence and in a secured safe house,
right,
and living condition environment. But yes, we definitely need fosters. We will always need fosters.
Fantastic.
That would help us rescue more animals.
And people can go to the website and get fostering information there?
People can definitely go to the website. Our foster program is really unique. We provide everything for you. So not only will we make sure it's a good match, whether you want a cat or a dog or a pig, we actually will go to your home and sit down with you and talk to you about your lifestyle, if you work all day, if you're home all day, if you have kids. So we really make it a good match for everybody, because if it's not successful, we'll end up with the animal back at the ranch or trying to find another foster. So anybody is eligible. We do all the training. We provide all the behavior training. We provide the food, the supplies, anything that you need. We are right there for you. We have specific managers of the program that answer every call. As soon as you call, you are first on the list. And it's a great program and really well supported by everybody at Jamison.
Okay, so everybody out there listening who is possibly available to be a foster to a domestic pet, please do visit JamisonAnimalRescueRanch.org and check out their beautiful website, and there you can see more of the amazing things that they're doing. And if you have time for volunteering, there are some links there, and you can get involved with this amazing program. Truly, a great boon for our community at large, with all the amazing things and the depth at which you are going to for preventative care and getting involved in so many different ways. Long time you've been involved at the St. Helena Farmers Market, getting the word out in the St. Helena area, as well as you've been involved in the Napa Market as well. So people can come visit you guys there and speak with people in person if they prefer that. And tomorrow you're going to be giving a lecture at the St. Helena Farmers Market to just fill in our market goers with a little bit more information, called Prevention and Intervention and Providing Solutions for Domestic and Companion Animals. Again, the series is sponsored by Louis M. Martini Winery, and it really allows our guests to learn about so many vital things going on in the community and what amazing things people like Jamison Animal Rescue Ranch are doing. So this will be tomorrow from 10:30 to about 11:15. Is there anything you want to give a sneak peek to the audience, or should they just come to the farmer's market tomorrow?
They should just come to the farmer's market tomorrow. We have a little surprise, but definitely we'll share some more information for those of you that are there, and I really encourage you to come and find out more and ask questions. We have lots of different programs that I haven't been able to cover here on the station, so I look forward to having you visit us tomorrow at the St. Helena Farmers Market. We're really excited.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Brenda. I know you would just barely scratch the surface of all the things you do. So you yourself and Jamison Animal Rescue Ranch as a whole. So definitely check out their website, JamisonAnimalRescueRanch.org. As I said, it's a very beautiful and informational site, and there's lots of pictures of cute animals that are available for adoption.
Definitely not lacking.
In case you need a new animal in your life. So with that, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll see you on the other side of the commercial break.
Thank you.
What's happening, Napa Valley?
At Napa Sports Steakhouse and Sports Lounge, today, of course, they have happy hour. You don't want to miss that. And then you don't want to miss Latin music night. Lots of fun, DJ action, and more. And it all happens tonight at Napa Sports Steakhouse and Sports Lounge. The cover kicks in at 10 o'clock, so get there early, save a little money, and have a lot of fun. On Fridays, Napa Sports Steakhouse and Sports Lounge presents Fish and Chips Fridays. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's while supplies last, and it can go quick. It's flaky and juicy fish and chips every Friday. At Downtown Joe's, enjoy Hoppy Hour. It's every weekday 4 until 6 p.m. Check out Downtown Joe's for all their specials, including the live music. And on weekends, brunch served till 12:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at Downtown Joe's. On Saturday, Symphony Napa Valley presents Symphony at the Movies. Lots of movie favorites. You'll recognize a lot of them, and they're all going to be performed for you Saturday at the Lincoln Theater in Yountville. Start time, 3 p.m. And we're looking forward to the Xfinity Napa Store grand opening. It's a live radio broadcast. It's 11 to 2 p.m. And it's all going to be happening on June 22nd. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can meet Chef Robert Irvine from Food Network's Restaurant Impossible at the Xfinity Napa Store grand opening Saturday, June 22nd.
That's what's happening, Napa Valley. Updated every hour, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, click on What's Happening at 993thevine.com.
Hi, this is Barry Martin. Hope you'll join me weekdays from 6 to 9 for Wine Country Live. On our Tuesday show, well, we'll report on the heat wave, of course. We'll cover all the news, things you need to know, and we'll chat with Ben Radford. He's our favorite skeptic. He's associated with the Skeptical Inquirer. We'll also talk with Kate Mesmer Jessup. It's our Piece of Kate show in the 8 o'clock hour. Always good listening on Tuesdays, and hope you'll join me tomorrow for Wine Country Live right here. Friday is almost here. Yay! I'm Barry Martin. Join me for the Wine Country Live radio show in the morning on Friday. We got a lot to talk about on Friday's show. All the news, weather, sports, and traffic, of course. Plus, we'll find out about Ride Napa Valley. We'll get the Farmer's Market news with Kara May. Book Talk with Elena from Napa Book Mine. Julie Morales with the What the Heck is Going On events calendar. And Ron Bello, Ron's Pop Corner, wraps up the morning all Friday right here.
Here is Vince Campagno from Napa Nissan celebrating Napa Nissan's 50th anniversary.
My family is proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa community for over 50 years and is still going strong. We started by selling Datsuns, and now Nissan has a full line of dependable and economical vehicles, from the all-electric Leaf to the new diesel Titan HD. We have it all. I give credit to my dedicated employees, including our friendly, knowledgeable sales staff and our award-winning service department, the best in the business.
Napa Nissan at 510 Soskal Avenue and NapaNissan.com.
Thank you so much. We're back with the Farmer's Fresh Hour on KVON 1440 AM on your radio dial and streaming live at KVON.com. We are sponsored by American Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture. Back at you with the St. Helena Farmers Market. I'm your host, Armin Gallenkamp, and we have three fantastic guests today. Jeffrey Russell, Executive Chef at Louis M. Martini. We just spoke with Brenda Burke, Manager of Community Outreach and Strategic Partnerships for Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch, and all the amazing things that they're doing. And last but not least, Scott Simon, who is the Brand Manager for A&B Provisions, a new vendor with us at the St. Helena Farmers Market that we are really thrilled to have. We had a fantastic demonstration from them last week at the market, and some kids and adults really got to hear about the bee life cycle, about their particular bees, and what fantastic things they're doing. And they feature almonds and almond milk and various bee products at the St. Helena Farmers Market on a weekly basis. So we are super excited to have you here in the studio and to give our audience a little bit of history about A&B Provisions and how you became involved and kind of some idea about the goals and missions of A&B.
Well, I'm really excited to be here. And I became involved with A&B Provisions really because of the intriguing story behind the company's history. The Moreland family, who are residents of St. Helena and the company owners, they started their journey in the agriculture industry as cattle ranchers in Colorado. And about 20 years ago, they transitioned into almonds. They liked some of the characteristics about the crop, the fact that it was a plant-based protein alternative to cattle. Mm-hmm. Also, almonds really can only grow in California and a few other places in the world, but primarily in California. At this point, California is 80% of the world almond supply. And so they transitioned about 20 years ago into almonds, and that somewhat naturally led us into bees.
Right.
Almonds require pollination, and so bees are essential to that. And about 15 years ago, David Moreland invested several million dollars and led a research team looking at native bees as an alternate pollinator to honeybees, particularly the blue orchard bee. It's a solitary bee, and seeing if they could use them on a commercial scale to supplement honeybee pollination.
Interesting.
Yeah, because at this point, pollination is it's essential to food security.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one in three bites of our food relies on the pollination of either a honeybee or another native or wild bee.
I know, it really is.
So after that, it ultimately led us to acquiring our own apiary. And so we have our own bees at this point. Our bees pollinate our trees. And that's what led us to describing ourselves as a full circle orchard and apiary.
Yeah. 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 So obviously he dove in deep, with this study. And then from there, I'm assuming that as you guys, have hives that it was deemed that it was maybe not, as feasible with the wild bees.
It's not at this point, it's not something that's commercially viable.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are some other researchers still working on it and attempting to do it, but we ultimately made the decision rather than focusing on a native or wild bee. We wanted to make sure that the bees we take care of, we can do the best job with them as possible and improve bee health and survivability.
Yeah, I mean, part of your mission is saving the bees, which I know is a big problem right now. And so, are you guys involved with any activities regarding that beyond just your own?
We're heavily involved with Bee Informed Partnership, as well as David's efforts with American Honey Producers Association, lobbying the government. He also leads several other groups. So yeah, we're absolutely involved.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm assuming there's studies on pesticides and what's happening with the bee population.
It's a whole host of factors. Yeah. There's insecticides, neonicotinoids are a big concern.
Yeah.
There's that. Climate change.
Yeah.
And our biggest challenge is fighting varroa mite, which is a bug that is in the hives that we are constantly trying to manage.
Right. And there's differences in how they affect the wild bees versus the versus the farm bees as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big subject to cover in 15 minutes. So,
yeah.
the primary products that you sell obviously are partially from the honeybees, but mostly almonds. I had a chance just to take a little taste of the unsweetened almond milk that you guys provide at the farmer's market, and it was like the most almondy almond milk that I've ever tasted. Truly amazing. What is different about your almond milk versus other products that are commercially available?
The short answer is we use a lot of almonds. A commercial...
It's almondy because it's almondy.
Most store-bought almond milks contain about 30 almonds per quart. We use 5.5 times that amount. So we're well over 7 ounces.
So more almond, less water.
Yes. I mean, about a quarter of the quart is almonds.
Right.
It's simply almond milk and filtered water.
Right.
We don't have any emulsifiers, no gums, no additives, no stabilizers. So it does separate over time. It doesn't last as long, but that's the whole point for us. We want it to taste like almonds. And it's
delicious.
Fun to see people who haven't tasted. So quite a few people have already made their own almond milk, but if they haven't and they actually can taste the almonds, it's a different experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it really
kind of
is.
In my mind, I think it ruins their view of store-bought almond.
Well, then I'll just have to come to A&B Provisions to get their almond milk.
Yeah.
So you offer unsweetened?
Unsweetened, honey-sweetened, and we have a chocolate almond milk as well. And then we're fortunate to be situated right next to the students at the CIA.
Yes.
And so I'm bugging them to get some new recipes.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous. So in regards to the bees, I understand that some of your bees are very, very well traveled. Yeah. So they travel to locations outside of California. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the roaming caravan of bees and how that works within the bee life cycle?
It is part of running a large apiary. We at this point we have about 5,500 hives, mm-hmm. and it's just not feasible for us to operate entirely in California with those numbers.
Right.
And so while we do have a certain amount of bees in California year round, we have several here in Napa Valley. We mm-hmm. also keep several at our ranch in Waterford. Mm-hmm. But once almond pollination is over, our bees are only on almond pollination. They don't follow the bloom and pollinate other crops.
Right.
After it's done, we actually move them to our property in Mississippi. It's basically in a large pine forest with privet growing. It's a great place for them to draw comb and
right.
grow their hives. And so that's where they spend a couple of months there. And then the summer, they summer in...
I was going to make a yeah. comment about that.
They summer in North Dakota because it's a lot of open space where we can spread them out. And there's wildflower and abundant clover.
And so the summertime is when they produce the honey?
Yes.
Got it.
Because with the numbers we have... They're just in the with the temperatures warming in California earlier and spring yeah. happening earlier, the summer months, there just isn't enough for our bees to forage on.
Right, right. Wow. Well, this is a bee lifestyle.
It's,
yeah, I know.
Logistically, it's very challenging.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's just what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's like snow bees instead of snowbirds.
So in addition to the products that you offer, mm-hmm. You also offer consulting services. Is that correct?
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about that?
One of our goals is to help beekeepers and non-beekeepers where we can share our knowledge and experience to help bees survive. And so we do provide consulting services for beekeepers that are have maybe a specific issue and are looking from one of our beekeepers their expertise. Mm-hmm. But we are also doing hive management services either for individuals, property owners, or wineries that want to have beehives on their property.
Right.
The benefits of bees in their gardens and increased biodiversity and honey.
Right.
But they don't want to necessarily take on the responsibility and the work.
Right. So they can find out information about that on your website?
On our website, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And the website is?
ABEEprovisions.com.
Okay, fantastic. ABEEprovisions.com. If you would like to find out about more consulting service possibilities there. So, as I said last week at the market, David Moreland gave a fantastic presentation. You hosted a beekeeping day on May 4th at a local winery. So do these events help to kind of bring awareness to the plight of the honeybee and what's going on and the need for, you know, pollinators as they underlie your mission and pledge? And are there any upcoming events that our audience should be aware of?
We don't have anything scheduled right okay. now, but the beekeeping day that we had at Pistone Family Estate Winery
yeah.
was a ton of fun for us. It was our first time doing it. We will certainly be doing that on an annual basis.
Fabulous.
In spring. It was a nice opportunity for us to meet with other Napa Valley beekeepers.
Yeah.
We had UC Master Gardeners representatives there mm-hmm. to talk about pollinator-friendly gardens and it's between Pistone Family pouring their wines
right.
and the food truck with food. It was a fun event.
Yeah.
And we also raised a good amount of money for the St. Helena schools. We had kids from the elementary school decorate some beehives that we auctioned off.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
That's great. Yeah. So again, another amazing example of what, how involved in the community our vendors and friends in St. Helena are. Everybody should take note and and be involved as well. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're just really happy to be at the farmers market. It's really been something we look forward to every week.
Fantastic. Well, we are super glad to have you. And with that, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Can the Golden State Warriors stave off elimination tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Championship Series? This is a sports report with Ira C. Smith. Tonight at Oracle Arena, Game 6, Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors, minus Kevin Durant. Yesterday he had surgery to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon. It has been ruled a success. In the meantime, the WNBA is getting a solid rating.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
SOS is here to help COL, Soskal Auto Body.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskal Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskal Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us.
We're here to help.
Soskal Auto Body.
Both the A's and Giants are idle today. This is a sports report with Ira C. Smith. The Oakland Athletics return home now as they will be hosting Seattle tomorrow night. That's the first of three games. While the San Francisco Giants also will be home against Milwaukee for their weekend series. Silverados were idle yesterday. They're back in action at San Rafael tonight, a 6:30 start. The Silverados have a 2-7 record, and they're going against the defending champion of the league, San Rafael, which is in first place this season as well. The Golden State Warriors, can they stay in the hunt for the NBA championship? Kevin Durant is out as far as playing because he underwent surgery for a ruptured Achilles tendon yesterday. It was ruled a success. Game 6 tonight, and that will be at Oracle Arena in Oakland as the Toronto Raptors lead the Golden State Warriors 3-2. And the U.S. Open Golf Tournament underway down at Pebble Beach. And in soccer, what a performance by Cal alum Alex Morgan in the Women's World Cup over in France. She had 5 goals as the U.S. opened its title defense with a 13-0 rout of Thailand. That is a Women's World Cup record.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on KVON's 1440 AM Farmers Fresh Hour, brought to you by American Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture. We have had a fantastic conversations with three people who are connected with the farmers market. We're located in Crane Park on Fridays from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. May through October. We have lots more in store this season. Tomorrow we'll have students from the St. Helena Montessori School making their season debut this week. They have fabulous produce in their stall, and they grow the vegetables, the fruits, and the herbs. They use sustainable techniques, and it's all part of their education program. So really definitely stop by and say hi to them. Dominique Sweets will be at the market with her delicious fruit pies, palmiers, scones, fruit galettes, and French macaroons. So, don't miss those. And, of course, don't forget Dad. His day is coming up. I mean, thanks to Dad. Stock up on Father's Day celebrations with fresh produce from our growers, delicious meat, seafood, and poultry from Longmeadow Ranch, Stemple Creek Ranch, Santa Rosa Seafood, and Triple T Ranch. Top it off with some honey from A&B, some yummy desserts and from Dominique's, as I just mentioned, an Upper Crust Baking Company. And there are some fantastic gift opportunities as well. On June 21st, our board will be hosting a produce tasting of stone fruit. So definitely join us to compare and contrast some different varietals and types of stone fruit that we have at the market. And June 28th, don't miss the summer students from the CIA Farm to Table program as they speak about their program and create some delicious samples from the garden. So to stay up to date with us, please visit our website, join us on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks, hosted by our board member, Wendy Strawn.